The number of credit card skimmers discovered at gas station pumps around the state is still rising. The state has found 61 skimmer devices this year, almost half in the last month alone. Michelle Wilson is the associate director for the Arizona Department of Weights and Measures.
When we identify a skimmer, we check in the general geographical area because sometimes we find that they get installed and then maybe they drive a couple miles down the road and install one at another gas station. So we've seen them in little clusters.
Gas stations across the country have until October 2017 to install chip readers on pumps. Wilson suspects the people installing skimmers are trying to siphon as many credit card numbers as possible before that switchover. For right now, the security measures at stations vary.
Various locks on the inside of the dispensers or systems that'll actually shut the dispensers down if they're opened, or credit card information might be encrypted. So there's a wide variety of measures that different retailers put in place.
But she says there is no legal requirement for stations to have those security measures in place or to perform inspections. You may not be giving serious thought when you pull up to the pump and take out your credit or debit card and get ready to fill the tank, but a skimmer could be hidden very close to where you slide your payment card. To learn more about the impact skimmers are having, I turn to Brian Krebs, an independent investigative reporter who writes about cybercrime. Brian, even though other states and areas have been hit by skimmers, does it seem like the problem is bigger in Arizona?
It's difficult always to say whether we're just finding more of them because we're looking harder or if it really is becoming a bigger problem. But I think, by and large, it is not a problem that is limited to Arizona in terms of how much the incidence of skimming has increased over the years. A lot of the experts I talked to about this and asked, you know, why, would say, well, you know, the thieves, maybe they see the writing on the wall. They know that these credit cards without the more secure chips on them aren't going to be around much longer since they're phasing those out. They're trying to hit this cash cow as much as they can.
The gas station's always been the easiest targets because they're always the ones we hear about. I mean, are they just a small component of skimmer operations, or are they sort of the main focus?
One of the dirty secrets in the filling station industry is that for many years, until very recently, you could have three or four different master keys that would open up the vast majority of the pumps in America. And so if the thieves got hold of one of these keys, it was very easy for them to pull up in a van next to one of the pumps, open up the doors on either side, start filling up the tank. And then, meanwhile, somebody's in there fiddling with the inside of the pumps, attaching some skimming devices. Once you get inside and you're able to hook up your skimmer, you can hook it up directly to the power system, and that means you don't have to have batteries. And increasingly, what they're doing is hooking up Bluetooth communication devices inside, which allow the thieves to come back every so often, pull up in a car or van with a laptop, and pull down all of the card data that's been stolen. And the other part about this that makes them very attractive is you leave a skimmer on the front of an ATM at a bank or somewhere else, it's probably going to last a couple of days, if that. If you go in and you're inside one of these pumps, it's probably going to be several weeks, maybe even a month or more, before the fraud gets detected.
Many years ago, we were all just sort of forced to go in the filling station, maybe pay with cash, maybe not, and then it became this amazing convenience to pay at the pump. Could this ever become enough of a problem where a lot of people or more people just decide, all right, I'm going to take an extra couple minutes and go stand in line?
I don't think so, mainly because oftentimes it's difficult to find somebody at these filling stations. You know, a lot of them are automated now. I tell people, if you're using a debit card at a filling station, that's probably not the best idea, especially if it asks you to enter your PIN. Because if you get it stolen, the liability protections aren't as great. And also, if you get your debit card or your checking account that's tied to it emptied out, you will eventually get that money back, assuming the bank or you detects it. But you're probably going to wait about a week before the bank sorts that out. And meanwhile, your money could be in limbo and, you know, you might be bouncing checks and things like that.
Anything related to law enforcement innovation you can tell us about? I imagine, again, since you're talking about low-hanging fruit, this is not a major priority for law enforcement, but are there any interesting innovative ideas you've heard about related to this sort of thing with skimming?
Actually, I think law enforcement cares a great deal about this, particularly the Secret Service. They can and do work with the banks to try to track and plot out where these attacks are happening. And the thing to remember is, whether it's Bluetooth enabled or not, the thieves still have to come back periodically to the scene of the crime. You know, that's part of the reason that these guys want to frequent pumps and filling stations that don't have things like cameras, because it makes it pretty easy for the authorities to figure out who these guys are and catch them the next time they come around.
Brian Krebs is an independent investigative reporter who covers cybercrime, including gas station skimming. You can find a map of where skimmers have been found in Arizona on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.